I've told our reporters who cover these stories, Bert, that if 100 crop formations are out there and 99 of them are man-made, that means you've got that one out there that is unknown, and that's the story.
Yeah, and even you can even draw the line a little bit further. You can even think by yourself, okay, let's look at those that are man-made. What motivated these guys, and where did those shapes come from, and why did they put them exactly in the landscape where they put them? So there's many questions you can even ask these guys who go into the field. So the subject is so much wider and deeper and mysterious than most people think.
You believe that this could be one of the greatest mysteries of modern times, don't you?
Yeah, I think actually it is. I think that this is the greatest mystery of modern times, yes.
In your opinion, and it might be too early, Bert, for you even to surmise what they may be, but what do you think? What have you been thinking?
What have I been thinking? You go through all kinds of different stages when you get encountered in crop circles, and my first thought was it has to be something from outer space. It has to be aliens. It's
carving it in there.
Yeah, well, however they do that. But over time, I've come to the conclusion that, yes, aliens could be involved, and perhaps they're even there to watch what's happening. But I've come to the understanding that, actually, it's not so much aliens doing it. It's coming from a whole different angle. And now, of course, you get curious what it is.
I was going to say, what's the angle?
I think after all these years that somehow it's a form of our collective consciousness, that we have a very strong influence on what's happening in the fields. And it can even be that it's us from the future, from the past, but somehow I have the feeling we're talking to ourselves.
What about the possibility, too, Bert, that this planet is trying to communicate with us? I think it's alive. I believe in the Gaia theory of this planet. What if it's trying to communicate with us?
Yeah, actually, that could be a good possibility, that Mother Earth is actually communicating with us and showing us it's for us, because there's a lot of little indicators in these crop circles that show there's an intelligence involved that resembles the human intelligence. It resembles the way we think. But at the same time, it shows that it's actually not 100% us. So it could be Mother Earth, actually, yes.
Now tell us about your work with the crop circles. What have you been doing over the years since you've been researching?
I've been doing what everybody does when you go through these kinds of mysteries. The first thing, you are in awe. You think, oh, what's going on? It's a great mystery. And quickly you start to analyze it. You want to know. You dissect everything. Then comes the moment that you have now found a lot of stuff and you want to teach the world about it. And so I've gone through all of these stages. And then comes the moment that you realize it's so much bigger than you yourself are. And you become really humble and you want to people to know about it, but it's not so much teaching anymore. It's actually more helping them to experience this and to see the deeper stories in it. And so that's actually what I have done myself as well. And my first documentary was one of really being in surprise about the subject. The second one was called The Research, that's telling it all. And the third one was called Contact, because I had the feeling that now, on that moment, I was interacting with the phenomenon.
What can you tell us about the geometry behind it?
The geometry is very fascinating. Geometry in itself is already very fascinating because it really works deep into the human psyche. Carl Gustav Jung, the great psychologist, has done a lot of really thorough research on this field. The geometry of crop circles do the same, but somehow they have these little intricate elements in it. And the first time I saw that, I was really in shock, actually. I saw all these steps that I would make to make the geometry. And then suddenly, one step was missing, and then the phenomenon would pick it up again. So the whole underlying geometry was the geometry I would use, but one crucial step that I would need was not there. And that was pretty shocking for me. It's difficult to explain that, but...
Have you been able to decipher any of some of these symbols?
No, I've not deciphered them in a way that I can say, oh, that symbol exactly means that, and that symbol means that. What has happened is that some symbols would have awakened things in me that, for instance, last summer there were a few crop circles, and suddenly I caught all these pictures of the I think it was a German composer, Richard Wagner. And strange enough, a lot of the work Richard Wagner had done was connected to all the crop circles or the area where the crop circles were found. I had no idea about that. But somehow the crop circles told me to look in that specific area. And I find that so fascinating.
Do you tie any of this into 2012 in the Mayan calendar?
In a way, yes. For a long time, I stayed away from that. I thought that actually 2012 was a huge hype, so I stayed a little bit away from it. It's just lately that I noticed that certain elements in the calendar of the Mayas are identical to things that I have found in crop circles, and I have now actually come to the conclusion that there is a really strong connection between the two.
Tell me about your work, especially with your website, Crop Circles and More.
Yeah, Crop Circles and More, I started a few years ago because I thought that it's not about one crop circle, it's about the totality of crop circles. And it can even be that there is only one crop circle and we see different aspects of it. So I was getting convinced that we should not look at one symbol separately, but at all the symbols combined. And so I started a website that actually uses Google Maps and that puts on Google Maps the exact locations of the crop circles, the orientations, how they were laying in the field, in the hope that somebody comes along and says, yes, I see it now.
All right, let's talk about your thoughts that this is consciousness, that we might be doing it. If we are, how's it happening?
It's happening on a subconscious level. Like I said already, Carl Gustav Jung showed that shapes can do a lot to you. What he did with his patients who were schizophrenic, who could not talk to him, actually, he let them paint, and the first paintings were really depressing and black and threatening. But the more they painted, the more geometrical the paintings became. And Jung, in the end, came to the conclusion that when the human mind expresses itself on the deepest level, it will do that in the form of geometry. And so he studied further. He looked if he was the first one to have discovered this. And then he found the Chinese alchemist who used the same idea, the same concept, but the other way around. And they called it mandalas. And they used geometry to get inside of themselves. And I think the crop circles are actually the perfect example of that. It's an expression of ourselves, and it's portholes, portways into ourselves.
What are we trying to express, though? What's the message you think we're trying to send?
I get the feeling that the message is that we can evolve, and let's say it comes from the future, and there is some necessity for us to evolve. How would I go about that if I could time travel and help us? How would I do that? And I think I would do it actually the way it's done with crop circles. On the subconscious level, open people up, let them open up to their capabilities and what they can do much more than we think in the 3D reality. And while they open up subconsciously, they will evolve very rapidly. And that's what's going on, in my opinion.